Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Network sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.
The chaos reigns.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The final hour of Bet for the Cycle goes now on the BetMGM Network. Rob Brown, Cody Decker, Double D, a cast, a crew of all-stars in the background making us look and sound this good for 4 hours every single Saturday. A couple of things I'll let you know about before we roll on with the show. Subway Series now tied up at 2-2. Cody Bellinger went yod just a few minutes ago. That ticks off the second leg of Rob Brown and Cody Decker's three-leg parlay. Now we just need a Paul Goldschmidt RBI, who, of course, bats after Cody Bellinger. So that kind of hampered us in that spot. We had a 1.5 bags prop on Belly. He knocks it out literally and figuratively for us in that spot. Now we got one more time through the order for that Goldie RBI to win parlay v parlay. Aces and Liberty at it right now, and Las Vegas tightened it. They were within four, but the Liberty on a baby run right now, up 72-64 in that one as we are going through the opening weekend of the WNBA. Over back in Major League Baseball, White Sox Cubs underway. It is 4-1 to the Cubbies at the end of the second inning. And then in the PGA Championship, Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now Siwoo Kim, who got himself a birdie a couple of holes ago, climbs to 7-under and holds the top of the leaderboard alone. Jonathan Vegas has given two back through four holes, now at -6, tied with Pavon for the second spot. Scottie Scheffler, John Rahm, and Bryson DeChambeau, as well as Tony Finau, all tied at 5-under for fifth place. We will keep you up to date on all of that and give you some more of our picks for the remainder of the weekend, but we got to go to the phone lines because, ladies and gentlemen, the Eastern Conference Finals is set, potentially a showdown between the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks, who eliminate the Boston Celtics in a blowout last night. Joining us now on the phone lines, the creator and host of Setting the Pace, a Pacers podcast, we have got Alex Golden on the line. Alex, my man, welcome to the show. Great to have you, buddy. We'll get into the X's and O's here in just a couple of minutes, but just your overall enjoyment of this postseason run out of the Pacers so far.
Yeah, it's been quite incredible to beat both Milwaukee and Cleveland in five games. It's pretty remarkable. So I think the Pacers just look like a totally more mature team than they were last year. And it's been fun to kind of see their group grow from last year's run to this year's run. So this feels like a very special team compared to the year we saw last year.
Alex, it's hard to disagree with you. Ever since the new year rolled around, this team kind of hit it into a different gear, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that things didn't really change the moment a little article at The Athletic came out where everyone unanimously voted one man to be the most overrated player, and since then, he seems to have taken it a little personally. Can you tell me a little bit of what you've been seeing from Tyrese Haliburton for these last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you give somebody a little bit of extra fuel to you know, ignite them, I think that it's only a good thing for what happened with the Pacers, so I think it's honestly Tyrese Haliburton just doing what Tyrese Haliburton does. He reads it. He takes everything personal when it's said about him. Tried to play it off as it didn't bother him, but we know it did. And this is what makes this so much more interesting, is because Tyrese Haliburton is just on another level right now. And when he's playing like this, it's really hard to beat. Last year in the playoffs, Tyrese Haliburton wasn't fully healthy, right? Tyrese Haliburton was definitely going through some injury stuff. And so this year we're seeing a more healthy Tyrese Haliburton, and it's been a lot of fun to just see him continue to take people and take Giannis off the dribble for a game winner, to break the hearts of the Cleveland Cavaliers with a step back over Ty Jerome, and then in game five, dropping 5 of 5 from three when the Pacers were down by 20 points in the second quarter. It just, he understands it. He gets it. He knows his role. He doesn't have to be the guy for this team to be their best version of themselves. But when it's time for him to be the guy, he puts on the cape and he brings him to a victory. So he's just on another level this year, and I think there's a reason why people were contemplating if he should be an All-NBA guy.
No, I totally agree with that. One of the things I wanted to ask you about when we are talking about Tyrese Haliburton, I think over the last couple of years, the NBA has shifted to this emphasis of having point guards that are point scorers, right? Like, we want point guards that are giving us 27, 28 a game. Tyrese Haliburton, I think, is underappreciated for being the distributor that he can be, but because he is such a threat to get to the inside and score, he has done a fantastic job of opening the floor up for other guys to have moments. Talk to me a little bit about the evolution of Tyrese Haliburton as a point guard, as a almost kind of an old school assist first point guard, and what that has done for that Pacers offense this year.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes him harder to beat, because Tyrese Haliburton's the head of the snake, and if you watch how the teams defend him a lot, they're really trying to take him out where he's not even involved in the offense. So I think it's just a beautiful thing to watch him be willing to just take a backseat. How many guys do you see as a star of a team, you know, willingly take a backseat and let other guys score? It's the Miles Turner. It's the Andrew Nembhards. It's the Aaron Nesmith. It's guys that are role players for this Pacers team that he's like, okay, I'll set you guys up. Do your thing. I trust you. And when you have trust from your superstar player and his role players, it goes a long way, and it shows how connected this team is and how unified they are. This is not just a one-man show. This is a five-man team. They rely on one another to be the best versions of themselves. And yeah, he is an old school, you know, point guard that's in a new era, right? He can score when he needs to score, but a lot of people have kind of compared him to a Steve Nash. He's up there with John Stockton a lot with a lot of these stats. Chris Paul. Even Magic Johnson at times. And so when you're in that era of point guards, it just shows you like what echelon you're actually on. So I just think that with Tyrese being so willing to be a facilitator, it not only, you know, makes it better for the team, but everybody gets their touches. And he jokes about it. He said, I got to be the mom of the team and make sure that everybody gets fed. And that's ideal. And that's what makes him so special, because he's not just looking for himself. He's constantly looking to get others open. And then with him being so important to the offense and the defense is trying to take him out, it allows for the other players to have different looks and probably better looks because of how much attention he's drawing.
We are talking with Alex Golden, creator and host of Setting the Pace, a Pacers podcast. And listen, I'm just looking over the numbers from this season between the Knicks and the Pacers. The Pacers do have the series 2-1 on the year. They have outscored them in these three games total by 27 points. Do you think that this is a sign of things to come? Or is this a different Knicks team right now, probably at the height of their very best run?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I actually thought the Knicks won the series 2-1 against Indiana. And
oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. It's the other way around. The Pacers are actually down 27 points the other way around. I apologize.
Yeah. No, you're good. Because as I said, there's like the second game of the season. Pacers were absolutely terrible. Tyrese Halliburton scored 0 mm-hmm. points in the Knicks won that one going away in Madison Square Garden. And then I think they played two more in Indiana. The Pacers won one big. Bennett Mathurin had 38 points. Tyrese Halliburton had 35. And then the next game, the Pacers were without Miles Turner and Karl Anthony Towns had 40 points. So, yeah, I mean, this is a Knicks team that's got a great starting five, and they've got a pretty good sixth man in Mitchell Robinson, who's been very impactful this playoff run. And then Deuce McBride, you never know what you're going to get from him, but he can still provide. But I think one thing here with this group, like when you look at these two teams, right, the Pacers love to play a 10-man rotation, and they've done it in the first two rounds, which it's not common to see a coach play a 10-man rotation in the playoffs. I think that the Pacers are going to have a benefit here of playing every other day with how this schedule is set up and how physical they play, how they want to play a full-court defense, right? The Knicks are going to get wore out. I think that the Knicks on paper are a more talented team. Their starting five is probably more talented on paper. But the Pacers, this is their second year together. They've already won a Game 7 in Madison Square Garden last year. They have all the confidence in the world. So I don't think they're going to lack confidence against this Knicks team. I do think that there are some problems that the Knicks provide because of their the wings that they've added this offseason, obviously getting OG healthy again for the playoffs, right? Because he was healthy for Games 1 and 2, tried to come back in Game 7. He couldn't do it. Mikal Bridges is a massive addition. The heart and soul last year that killed the Pacers was Dante DiVincenzo and Isaiah Hartenstein. And so I think that those two players not being there, it makes us a different Knicks team. But there's ways I think the Pacers can crack what the Knicks have and defeat them in a series. So I think it's going to be really intriguing. But I do think that the regular season, you can gain some stuff off that. But Indiana's been off since last Tuesday. So they've got a whole week to prepare for this Knicks team. And if there's any coach I think that's going to have his team ready, it's Rick Carlisle.
Alex Golden joining us here on Bet for the Cycle on the BetMGM Network. Ordinarily, you would ask the host of a Pacers podcast, hey, what do the Pacers need to do to win? But I like to ask our guests to attack it the opposite way, Alex. So instead, I'm going to ask you, what would be the case? What would the Knicks do that would cause the Pacers to drop this series? What weaknesses should we be looking for the Pacers that could come into play in this series?
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting things to look at here is how does Karl Anthony Towns attack Miles Turner? One thing we've seen the Pacers do well in the first two rounds is basically play the starting centers off the floor. Brook Lopez was not really impactful at all for the Bucks. Miles Turner placed him out of the starting five. Jared Allen, great center all season long for the Cavaliers. Miles Turner was just significantly better than him. So obviously Karl Anthony Towns is probably a more skilled player than Miles Turner, no doubt about that. But I think if they get him utilized in the offense a little bit more, make Turner defend him, I think, you know, potentially get Turner in foul trouble, that's going to be the first step there, number one. I think number two, one of the things they're going to really have to do is defend the three-point line from Indiana. Indiana moves the ball. Everybody talks about their pace and how they move so quick up and down the floor. But one of the things they do with their offense is they move a lot of east and west. And they get the ball moving from side to side so quick that when they make these passes, they get a lot of open looks. I mean, they had over 400 more passes than the Cavaliers did in that previous series. So if the Knicks want to play isolation ball, I think that's going to help the Pacers' defense. So I think they need to continue to move the basketball, hit their open shots, because Indiana will make them pay. Indiana's, you know, eighth in defense this year since January 1st. So it's not like you're talking about the 21st defense like the Pacers were last season. This is a much more improved defensive team. So I just think that the Knicks have to continue to attack. And honestly, if the Pacers are going to play that pace they want to play, they got to try to get Indiana into foul trouble, because while the Pacers bench has been good at times this year, they do have some weaknesses and they've been a little bit more inconsistent than they were last season. So I think if they can get Aaron Nesmith, Andrew Nembhard into foul trouble, it's going to make it much more difficult for the Pacers to defend someone like Jalen Brunson, who has been so good this offseason, this postseason. And I think his ability to drive and create contact and, you know, draw fouls and try to get guys out of position, that could really get Andrew Nembhard or Aaron Nesmith into foul trouble, which would then put the likes of a T.J. McConnell, Ben Mathurin, Ben Shepherd trying to stop him. And I think that's just going to be too hard for the Pacers to overcome.
Alex, what's your realistic expectation for this series? Do you got the Pacers moving on to the finals? And if so, how many games?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really close series. I think that most people will say, I think the Knicks are the better team because on paper they've got more talent. And I think people probably paid a little bit more attention to what the Knicks were doing in the offseason. But the way this Pacers group is playing right now, I think they have what it takes to beat the Knicks. And I'm not just saying this because I am, you know, a Pacers podcaster. I'll give my honest opinion. I thought last year the Knicks would win the series in seven. I was surprised the Pacers walked into Madison Square Garden and won that game. So I think Indiana, they're a little bit more proven to me. And I think that they're just a little bit more balanced as a team. So I've got the Pacers winning this series in six games.
Alex Golden is the creator and host of Setting the Pace, a Pacers podcast. I don't want to look too far into the future, Alex, but if this team was to move out of the Eastern Conference Finals, if this team was to make it to an NBA Finals, and if you want to go as far as if this team was to win an NBA championship this year, what does it mean for the future of this franchise? There's been a lot of talk about all this team plays in Indiana. They're not New York. They're not LA. They're not Chicago. They're not Dallas. What would it mean to this franchise to grab an NBA title or even an Eastern Conference Finals?
I mean, it's been 25 years this year since the Pacers last made the NBA Finals, and they beat the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. So it does seem fitting. What's really interesting, too, is in 1999, that was the last time the Knicks made the NBA Finals, and they beat the Indiana Pacers. So a lot of history here. But, yeah, it would be massive, right? If Indiana could make it to the finals, I think that would be just, like, incredible. Nobody would forget that run. But if they were to win an NBA championship, I think it would just put them into a different stratosphere in terms of how people view this team, because they're still young enough that they can be a core for quite a while. But they do have some veterans on their team, like Pascal Siakam, like TJ McConnell, that probably don't have a ton of future left. But I think the Pacers would get a lot more credibility. And I think that with a young star like Tyrese Halliburton, that's going to help them draw more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.